This Beloit boys basketball team had a very special season. They tied for most wins in school history, as I mentioned, 24 wins. Undefeated 10-0 in a league that had four teams out of the six make state. Sacred Heart in the third-place game today in 2A. Southeast Saline, who Beloit beat in the third-place game. Ellsworth almost beat Wellsville in the first round. Made state for the first time since 1991. Beloit was down 12 with 2:22 to go at home against Sacred Heart, who was undefeated at the time. Beloit rallied, forced overtime, won in double overtime. One of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen in my life. They were second at the ever-tough Colby Orange and Black Classic, losing to Olathe North in the final, one of their two losses. They were the sub-state champions. They had a 10-game winning streak to start the year, a 13-game winning streak after losing to Olathe North, 20th state tournament appearance in school history, and their third at 3A state. Only 10 Beloit teams in school history have placed third or better. The 48, 64, and 88 teams finished third. This year's team finished third. And, of course, the Beloit teams of 47, 93, 94, 02, 14, and 19 all making it to the state championship, finishing in second place. A huge thank you to the band, to the cheerleaders, to the dance team, to the student section, loud and proud here. TPOD, Trojan Pride, on display. The seniors, Kyler Burks, honorary member, we wish him nothing but the best in his recovery. Trenton Sevilla putting himself out there, playing on the team, and got to play on senior night. Emil Lashin, who just always had a smile on his face and trying to understand basketball in America, the exchange student from Belgium with a big-time dunk early in the year. Lance Lundeen, stretch, who, if you saw him play when he was younger, you'd be like, there's no way that kid's going to do something at the varsity level in high school. Well, guess what? Lance improved, worked his butt off, and really was a key part of this team coming off the bench, gave up spark, hit some timely threes this year, a three in double overtime against Sacred Heart, a three against Hayden at State the other day, which was a big shot, and then he hit a three here today. Stretch, Lance Lundeen, a senior and a four-time state qualifier in cross country. What can you say about Quinn? A four-year varsity player, a couple of times he's been all-leaguer, career-high 18 against Silver Lake, his best performance of his career. He's and any of you, you're the coach's son. That's never easy either, and he handled it with aplomb. He is a defensive stalwart. He was a rebounder. He could pass the ball very well. Many lobs for Bryce are from Quinn. Just all-around player and a leader on this team. Noah, my son, so proud of him. All-league player, four-year player at varsity. Boy, this team took their lumps when they were freshmen. Got beat up like a pulp, 5-13 that year. First losing season in forever for Beloit. But those trying times helped them get to where they are today. Noah had a career-high 6 threes and 24 points against Smith Center. He had to transition to be a point guard. He had to be a leader. 67 threes in his career, in this senior season, which is outstanding. 143 in his career. So proud of my son. Bryce Beisner, what can you say about Bryce? Three-time All-Leaguer, he's going to be All-State selection, could be State Player of the Year, four-year starter, has grown so much, been so much more active, more aggressive as he got into high school. Such the nicest kid you'll ever, ever come across. 34 points, 13 rebounds against Sacred Heart in a double overtime win, over 1,100 points in his career, 61 games, he's a double figures, 12 double-doubles, 25 times out of 26 games, double figures this year, and a leader on this team. He sent out a text to everybody telling, let's go get it today. Shot blocker, defense stalwart, getting banged around all over the place every single game. An array of moves, and he became a big-time player in his senior year, and he was already, but took it to another level this year. I remember Noah and Bryce being our web stream helpers and running camera and running the laptop. First few years we run our video stream on the Beloit Trojan channel. I remember Quinn and Noah rebounding for this team back in when they were at Substate down at Russell. And they were young, and they got to see the heartache of 14 and 19. They went saw the heartache of 2020, and they had the heartache last night. As Beloit was not able to win that first ever state championship, and God knows they wanted it so bad. But they made the best and most of their opportunity here today. They didn't let one loss become two, and that's because of their leadership. Starts with their coaches, works down to the seniors, and all the way through. And they came out here today, and they beat a team they'd beaten twice, and they were down at halftime, and they regained their composure and dominated, in essence, in the second half, holding Southeast to 10 points to finish 24-2. So proud of those seniors. You will be missed. You will be missed. Future is bright, though. Jackson Cheney and Eli Johnson had terrific state tournaments. Luke Cheney continues to evolve. Brody Litton continues to be a beast inside. He'll only get better. And you've got Charlie Burke, a young kid coming up. You've got Alex Laughlin who can shoot, a Joel Rexroad who got an opportunity to play, Hudson Remus, Colt Nadoff, among others. So the future's still bright for Beloit. Final thank yous going out to everybody here today. Big thank you to Superintendent Jeff Travis, Athletic Director Casey Seifert, Principal Casey Seifert, Athletic Director Kyle Beisner, and also Assistant Coach. So much thanks to Ryan Iott, the head coach, a terrific friend of mine. All these guys are friends of mine. Eric Eilert, big thanks to Double E. Eric Lampert, who was on that team in 88 the last time Beloit played in a third-place game. A huge thank you to Josie Burke with the broadcast posters and our social media stuff. The big thanks to the Booster Club. Big thank you to Cindy McCullough, statistician, who travels all these games all the time, no matter where they are. Sharon Softfield for the Beloit Call, covering the Beloit team. Cindy Fulhag with all the pictures. Thank her so much as well. Thank you to Landry Litton and helping us stream and run the camera at Colby. To Jake McCoy and Wade Growalter for their work throughout the year on our video stream. Couldn't do it without them. Big thank you to all our sponsors that I mentioned. Huge thank you to our sports director, Dusty Dinas, works his you-know-what off, and one of the best play-by-play announcers in the state of Kansas. Big thank you to our listeners, our audience, the community. Thank you for all your support and being here and sharing all the kind words to me after accepting that award on Wednesday. I've had the chance to cover Beloit sports for 17 years, and I am truly blessed. So that will wrap it up one final time here from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. Once again, thank you to everybody. If I left you out, my deepest apologies. The Beloit Trojan boys have a very special season. It did not end in the ultimate way they wanted. It did not end in a state title, but it did end in a win. It ends in third place out of 64 teams in the state. They were the number one team from January all the way to the state tournament, number one seed here, number one ranked team in the state by the KBCA. Had a target on their back every single night, went through one of the toughest leagues in the state, undefeated. Four teams made it to state out of that league, and then they win here today against Southeast for a third time. And you've heard the old adage, it's hard to beat a team three times. It wasn't easy, but Beloit got it done. And they take home third from the 2024 3A State Tournament in Hutchinson. 51-37 is the final. Congratulations to Southeast on a terrific year. We'll go at 15-11. Congratulations to the Beloit boys. 24-2, tying a school record of victories in a season. Third place at state with a 51-37 victory over Southeast Saline. Thank you to my wife, my family, and all of my friends and family made it here to Hutch to support my oldest and my senior son. It has been quite the road and path and journey we have taken, and we won't be able to fully absorb it and appreciate it probably for a little while, but it has been special. So thank you to any of you listening out there that have made it special for me personally, made it special for our kids and our coaches. It is a truly special community. It is certainly a special basketball program. And it's a special group of people that we're able to work with throughout the season in various sports and school activities as well. Your final score for the final time from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. The 2024 high school basketball season concludes on our radio stations. The Beloit Trojan boys finish the year 24-2 as they knock off Southeast Saline for third place at the 3A State Tournament. Your final score, Beloit Trojans 51, the Trojans of Southeast Saline 37.